There were over 130 events at the Sydney Festival in January, but only one of them was a contemporary Chinese cyber opera. That's just one of the descriptions of opera for the dead. Another is an immersive music and visual experience exploring the connection between life and death. Opera for the Dead is a creative collaboration between Chinese-Australian composer Mindy Meng Wang and Malaysian-born Australian sound artist Monica Lim. The show is now in the process of moving to the Art House in Melbourne for a short run at the end of February. And I'm very pleased to say that one of the co-creators of the project, Mindy Meng Wang, joins us now. Mindy's also a world-leading performer of the ancient Chinese harp, the guzheng. Mindy, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you. Could you tell us about the origins of Opera for the Dead?
Well, Monica and I were friends for a very long time, and we were always interested in traditional rituals and how that would come across in a contemporary expression in our practice. So years ago, we were talking about we want to make a work that reflects our interests. Then Asia Topa actually invited us to develop a work idea in one of their artist lab. And that's how the structure, content, and name appeared like to us. And it was that, okay, we're going to do it. We're going to do a work called Opera for the Dead. And we're going to use traditional funeral structures and traditions to create the work.
Could you tell us a little bit about your personal experiences with those traditional Chinese rituals?
Yes. You know, one of the reasons why we wanted to make it about the topic of life and death was because I actually personally experienced the big funerals of my father, which I have to organize everything. And it was a very surreal experience for me. There were so many steps, rituals, and so many things I have to do and rules I have to follow. Like one thing is they will set up the altar as the first thing. And as the only child of my father, I was meant to stay next to the altar for the entire 3 days, actually. Day and night. And I was there to kind of, in a way, host and then meeting every person who come to show the respect. And for example, like they wanted me to cry in a certain way, which I was not happy about.
Right, so there's like a sort of cultural expectation that you will mourn in a particular way.
Yeah, very exaggerating, almost like a performative cry, where I wasn't in the mood for any of that because I just lost my father and that's not me. So I, at the time, I feel a huge conflict. And I you know, I don't know who's right. You know, was my feeling important or do I have to just act as what other people want me to do? So lots of this, I think it was a quite intense period with all weird conflicts. And in this work, we actually explore those conflicts and other things like, you know, like a funeral is supposed to be a very spiritual event. It's an important event of a human's life, like how it comes to the end. In China, they would burn the offerings. They could give different kind of offerings. Some offerings like such as food, they will already be placed at an altar. And then they burn things and believe that will go into the other world. And as things they used to burn, like, you know, when I was young, it was just some paper that's symbolic of money. And later on, it's everything. It was Louis Vuitton bags, Mercedes, gigantic houses, all the luxury things that they are hoping they would go to the other world. That is so bizarre because for me, I think if anything matters, how you think about that person, how every now and then you think about them and still let them live in your memory, that's the most important thing. So, you know, that experience of my value has been challenged by tradition.
And this is obviously something you discussed with your co-creator, Monica Lim. Did Monica have similar experiences of expectations and tensions in terms of interacting with traditional Chinese rituals and the like?
Monica's background is Malaysian Chinese. When she was young, she lost her grandfather. So she has some experience of the traditional funerals. So they might be slightly different, but this is another thing why we want to pick this ritual is that this is ritual actually hasn't changed much across the Asian diaspora. Like even Chinese living in Australia, they all still follow the same rituals. They might not be able to set up a big altar for 3 days, but they will follow certain rituals and they understand what it meant to be. So even in Malaysia, in Vietnam, in Philippines, Singapore, all the places that has a Chinese migrants or, you know, influences, they follow these rituals. Yeah.
So Opera for the Dead is described as an immersive musical and visual experience. That's a very broad description. Mindy, could you give us a sense of what audiences experience when they come into the venue for Opera for the Dead?
We always say it's immersive, which means when once you go in, you're part of the world that we create. You're not just a spectator, you actually became one of us in a way. When people walk in the space, instead of traditionally just sit down and watch something, we actually encourage people to move around. You can walk freely in the space, and the stages first appear in the middle of the space, but later on they will reform in different shapes. And so you're part of the world, you know. A lot of people says it really felt like they're part of this work instead of just the audience. I think most people find it very touching and engaging. So it's a work that you fully feel like being taken onto a journey. And many people find it that's very... like it's an emotional work and to different levels. Like for people, because this work is performed in Mandarin. Sometimes people ask me about having translation or something, but I don't think it's important. The audience actually, they get it. Like it doesn't need a language. It's the music and it's the act and it's the visual everything to take you onto the journey we want to take you onto. It's not about exactly meaning. But of course, if you're Chinese, you might understand another level of the show as well. So yeah, basically people find it very moving and they really felt that they've been taken onto a journey.
And certainly watching operas sung in different languages is one of the very broad traditions in Western opera as well. On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Mindy Meng Wang, who's the co-creator of Opera for the Dead. And I also mentioned, Mindy, that you're one of the world's leading performers of the guzheng, the ancient Chinese harp. Could you describe the instrument for us and tell us a little bit about your history with it?
Guzheng is a traditional Chinese musical instrument. Has a very long history, one of the oldest, actually. It has about 2,500 years of history, and it's the ancestor for many similar instruments across Asia. For example, people probably would be more familiar with the koto in Japan. It looks pretty much like a koto with more strings and a brighter and more resonant sound.
It's a very big instrument. So let me ask, Mindy, how tall are you and how tall is a guzheng?
Oh, you know what? We're about the same size. It's about 160 centimeters. You know, like one of the funny things that during rehearsals, sometimes I have a break, I can completely lie in my guzheng case. And it's really soft and you can cover it. So it's perfect place for a little like 20 minutes to power nap.
Fantastic. And how many strings does it have?
21.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been playing the guzheng?
Oh, I started when I was really young, so over 30 years. Before I went to university, I was traditionally trained and I was very good at traditional repertoires. And then I went to the UK to study Western music, and from there I started to think about how we can actually bring this instrument into Western context and in a contemporary world. But I think ever after that, I can't go back anymore. And then now I really, my interest really goes into how to bring this ancient instrument into modern time. Yeah.
And so you're playing the guzheng in Opera for the Dead?
Yes.
Yep, yep. And what other instruments are in the work?
We have a cello, we have a percussion, we have vocalist, and we have a synthesizer, which actually played by Monica. And this electronic instrument is one of the most important part is that because I want an organ in the middle of like show, but we couldn't really have a mobile organ.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So to achieve that big sound, we use this electronic instrument to play the organ, the synthesizer. And also Monica will control a lot because we have like a special timing when music goes and then visual will matching and sound design will go. So Monica's really in the box full of electronics. She's the wizard of the electronics.
Yes, she's described, I think, in one of the programs as a boundary pushing sound designer. What was it like as a collaboration for you as a composer and virtuoso of the guzheng to be now working with Monica, who's obviously plays the synthesizer but also has a very successful career as a sound designer?
We are friends, but we knew each other for a long time. The funny thing is that the friends do, like you actually worry about it. Oh, if I start a working relationship, is it going to impact our friendship? And I think the moment that we find out, okay, well, you know, we can fight, but we can cry, but we'll still be friends. And then once we start working together, actually, we immediately realize, you know, we are actually quite complementary. So, for example, when we divided sections of the music in Opera for the Dead, without actually having discussion, both of us already know who should do which part. Because it's very, like, on the very musical part and the writing, singing, melody. And then the part was more about sound design. We just know each other's strengths, and then we have a very big trust in each other as well. So it has been a really pleasant experience. We did get emotional a few times. Yeah, but it was fun. It was fun and it was a test for our friendship.
Well, yeah. It really does sound like not only has the friendship survived the creative collaboration, but what you've produced is a really amazing sensory feast and experience. It's called Opera for the Dead. Mindy Mengwang, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And Mindy is the co-creator with Monica Lim of Opera for the Dead, which is playing at the Art House in Melbourne from the 26th of February to the 1st of March.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.